So hey guys, it's Emeka again, and today I'm with someone called Owa. I think I met Owa this year. This year is meant to be 2022, right? And I met her January, and I brought her over because Owa has a wonderful story. She has a beautiful story that I would like the world to know about, right? It's about her addiction journey and how she got free from addiction. Right?
Right.
Right, Owa, can we know you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Ayuwa, or you can call me Owa. Yeah, I'm a student. I am a friend of Emeka. And we've known, I don't know how long we've actually known each other, but this year, right? And not to boost his ego or anything, but Emeka is actually a good friend.
I'm a good guy. It's just that. I want all of you that are listening to this, I want you to know that I'm a good person. You know? I'm a good friend.
Yeah, that's right. But it's fine, you know? We move.
So, who are you? I want you to share, like, your story. Like, how you started, how your addiction... What was even your addiction, right? How you started... how you started, how you confronted it at first, how, just take us through journey, take us through your journey.
So, I'm going to carry you guys through my mind journey, so just roll with me, it's a story. Would I say for like 8, 9 or 10 years, okay, it's not up to 10, but let's just say, like 8 to 9 years, right, I was addicted to pornography and all. And it started in, I think, 2013. I remember very well. We traveled and all, and I was staying in the room alone, and me, curiosity... Curiosity. That's what they say, and I do mind the devil's workshop. Please don't be idle. Don't just be idle. Find something to do before you put your hand into eternal damnation, right?
What were you doing at 2013?
I was young. Like 2013.
Is there anything you would have been doing? That's the question.
I would have been watching cartoons or something, but so I remember it was at night and I couldn't sleep. So I was watching this movie. I really can't remember the name, but that was how it started and everything. And then after I watched the movie, nothing happened. I was just like, Ashanu, I'm not supposed to be watching this movie, right? Because I'm not up to age. That one, I still had the sense that I'm not supposed to be watching it, right? And then that was just it. So fast forward to, let's say, fast forward to that place. That's where like the main struggle started, right? I was in secondary school. I never knew that this would become like a habit. It was actually like a very terrible habit, right? In the sense that you don't know when to stop. Or rather, you want to stop, but then you just cannot, right? So 2017, me being the naive, young, stupid.
And 2017, where were you? In secondary school or in university?
I was in secondary school, right?
Okay, you had a phone by then. Yeah. Okay.
So, 2017, like I said, being the young, stupid, naive person I was, glory to Jesus for salvation, right? Yes, I was a Christian, all that, but then born again, accepted Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, yes. But did I know the basics, the concepts, the rules of this Christianity? No, I did not. Which kind of made me fall into these habits continually, right? And let's just say, there was this guy. there's always a devil sent somebody. But Sha, there was this guy, and would I say I had a like minor crush on this guy? But yes, it happens, right? So my mind started playing tricks with me and started traveling very, very far. And I remember what aided it was WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love reading books.
So I'll ask you a question, right? So it wasn't like explicit pornography, it was stories.
No, it was let's say it was like a mixture of the two. Okay. Right? Because those things they used to give me a dick. So I'd rather just read them, right? Because I don't know. I love reading. So when I read, I kind of it's like I'm the main character in the book and everything. So
I knew it was like
so yeah, and then I was reading, I had a lot of romance novels on my library, but then just few like had what do they call it? There's this word, I can't remember the word, but yeah, there's just few books had like a specific content that were different from the book.
Yeah.
And me, curiosity, oh God, I would always go and read them, whether the devil likes it or not. I said I'll read this thing and nothing will happen. That's what I was thinking. Also, that's what I thought, right? So I would read these books and then nothing would happen, right? I would just create scenarios in my head, like terrible scenarios in my head. Ungodly scenarios in my head, right? And that was how it started progressing. That's how it grew, started progressing and all that. And mind you, nobody knew, like not a single soul in my house.
Yeah.
Nobody. And that was why
how do you think like the perception of you outside was, like, because like I mean nobody knew. But then you are struggling inside, right?
Yeah.
How do you think, like, the perception of do you think everybody was thinking, oh, she's actually a good girl and stuff? Yes.
I am a good girl. It's not a thought. I am. Please.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, they had this perception of me, oh, daddy's girl, daddy's good girl, I can do no wrong. I go to school, I come back. Yeah. I go to church, I come back. Right? But what was going on with me, nobody knew. So over the years, it kind of just progressed. Right? And it wasn't fun. A lot of people think that it's fun, but it's really not. You actually start thinking, as it progresses and seeing that you're a Christian, right, you know that it is wrong.
Mm.
But then how do you get out? You really don't know. So it feels like you're in bondage, right?
Was there any point that you started, like, you now want to, like, accept that, oh, this is who I am, I think?
No.
Okay.
There was no point because I knew how it made me feel.
Yeah.
I hated it. I literally hated it because I'm not even going to lie, there were nights where I would cry, like, after. I would cry and I'd be like, I don't like this thing. I hate the way it makes me feel. It makes me feel guilty. It makes me feel like I'm under some sort of influence that I cannot control, right? And it bothered me, like, why can't I control this thing, right? And I even thought that it was a spiritual problem. No, that one was there, right? But then I did not know that it was an addiction. Like, I really did not know. I mean, I was young. What did I know? Nothing. Right. So, is it prayer? I prayed it. Is it all the prayer? I prayed it. How many times I asked God for mercy, only God knows. Only God can actually count. How many times I felt guilty, only Jesus knows. Right? But then, how do I actually stop? That was the painful part of it. Right? There are some days where, because we used to have like weekly services and all. So I would go to church. I would feel so terrible, and I would feel like God doesn't love me, or I would just feel so far away from Him, right?
Yeah.
And I would pray and pray and pray, and I would feel better. As forward to that night, oh, problem again.
Then you're not falling in.
Oh God, it was the most frustrating thing in this life. Like,
so I want to ask you a question. Let's fast forward a bit, right? Let's fast forward to, no, before we fast forward, did it, while it progressed, right?
Yeah.
Did it get, how worse did it get? Did it, how did it, what did it spiral into? Because
it really didn't spiral into anything, because as much as it's progressed, I was kind of conscious. I don't know. Maybe it's Jesus Christ that is not working. But I knew that, okay, what I was doing was wrong. You know, everything has limits, right? So there's no way that I would extend my, because, you know, first of all, like I said, I knew what I was doing was wrong. And please, I don't want to put myself,
you want to into, add more?
I didn't want to just do that.
So how did freedom come? What happened? How did you start and everything?
Okay. Fast forward to late last year, early this year. Right. So I was in school and everything. I had stopped, like, you know, I was having a normal life. I was happy with myself. Like, yes, finally, I can go a month. I can go 2 months without, do you get? So I was kind of feeling all right until there was this period in school where stress and anxiety, oh God, and my brother and sister, they were holding me like,
yeah.
If I want to say that both of us were married, I was so stressed. Anxiety was everywhere. Mentally, I was stressed. Emotionally, I was stressed. So, and you know, when you feel tense, when you feel stressed, right? You just want to release all the tension.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right? You want to release all the tension. You know what to do. You know, as a Christian, right, you know the thing to do is to pray, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you should do, no matter the stress and everything. Sometimes I feel like we just tend to,
we go back to what we are used to.
Yes, that's it, right? We go back to what we are used to, relieving the stress.
Yeah.
Like, that's what would help me sleep better. That's what would reduce the pain or reduce the tension that I'm feeling in my body, right?
Yeah.
But the sad truth about it is that it's just temporal.
Mm.
Like, literally, it is just temporal. And that is what makes it worse, the fact that it is temporal. Because when it's all over, the stress and anxiety would come again, and then you would do it all over again. So it's just like you're digging your own grave. Or rather, you're just going deeper, right? When it's not supposed to be so. So, and I remember there was this particular night where the temptation was so strong. It was like 3 a.m., 4. And I was like, it's a lie.
If when your mate die, are sleeping, are you?
And I was like, if I would die, let me die. It's a lie. I will not. like, oh, I was, and if God did not hear me any other day, I'm sure that day he heard me. Because the tears that I was crying, if somebody woke me up in the morning, they would not recognize me, right? And I was like, I can't do this. I cannot. I'm tired. I'm exhausted of back and forth. It felt like I was stagnant. I wasn't moving anywhere, right? And I felt like...
In life or your spiritual, in your spiritual work?
All of the above. Because it's... As much as I didn't want it to affect my life and all that,
it was
like in my subconscious, right? It's something like guilty conscience.
Mm-hmm.
It's always in my subconscious. Like, this is what you're doing. You know it's wrong, and you're still doing it. But then you just cannot fight back, right? Because you do not know how to. So, this year, was it January, I think, right? Your first birthday was January, but...
What?
Your first birthday was January.
I think so, I'm not sure.
Anyways, this year...
Yeah, I think so, January, yes.
January
yes.
Ending, February, after I came in contact with Emoji here.
Come on now. There should be something like, poof! Clapping.
You see why I said pride.
Sound effect.
Yes, pride.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so I have this friend, right? I have Hepzibah. So we started going to church.
Shout out to Hepzibah.
So we started going to church and everything. So I kind of met Emeka through her. And he was saying that, oh, he's conducting this... program in our school, right?
How God's behave. Come on, you can't even remember. Gay. Just imagine.
God, I beg. How God's behave, right? And then the sub theme was breaking free from addictions, right?
Yeah.
So, mind you, not a single person, not a single soul knew that, oh, this girl right here that is kaboshing in church, everything, you know, soft girl, Imago Day is me. Right? I was going through this whole phase in her life, right? It was just something I kept to myself because I felt like...
Well, it's not even a phase, actually. You look at it a phase. A phase is something that you pass. Some people never get over their addictions, but let's go. Let's continue.
Hopefully they will, but
they will.
In the name of Jesus, amen. So, right, as I was saying, nobody knew, right, what was actually going on with me because I did not tell anybody because I felt like, how do I even say this kind of thing? How do you? But no, the reason is, how do you come and tell your friend, oh, I have this addiction. This is what's going on. Funny enough, everybody's an adult, right? So there's nobody that has not seen it before, right? But then how do you actually, nobody wants to admit it. That's just it. So how do you come out and tell your friend, this is what is happening to me. This is what I'm going through without you feeling somehow. So yeah, that just added to my anxiety. And then the fact that in my house, that one safe day, how do you go and tell your African parents, hello, mommy, daddy, this is what, they will slap you. What's that? They will carry you to church and go and do deliverance. Do you? But shall you get my point? So, fast forward to the day of the program, on my mind, I was like, God, you know... This thing, it was end. Like, I made up my mind that no matter what is going, this thing, I can't continue this way. I really cannot do it. I mean, how long I'm going, I told myself I cannot, right? So, I put up the act again. Normal, look at me, you don't even know. You think that my life, everything is going smoothly. Jesus is by my side. We are working together, right? So we had the program and everything. It was nice. It was good. I learned a lot. I can't remember what I learned, but I sure learned a lot. Don't be angry. No, don't be angry. It's in my notes.
Okay. I will just cancel this episode. Continue.
Don't be angry. Right? So that night, after everything, Mecca was being so nice. He was like, you can get my number.
BTW, you know. Nice. I'm a nice person. I just want you to know.
Another story. Stereo. But yeah, he was like, you can hit me up, you know, and all this kind of thing. So I decided to take the bold step and message him. God. Well, I don't know, would that say, permit me to say this, but anxiety is a bastard.
What were the things that were going through your head that, oh, if I tell this guy, what would he do? What would he say?
Not necessarily. Funny enough, I did not have that kind of fear. Okay. All what I had in mind that he can help me.
Okay. Ah, Holy Spirit. Hey.
What I had in mind was that after, like, you shared your experience and all that, and I was like, this guy can relate to all my struggles, right?
Yeah.
And everything. So, and if he has a solution and he knows what to do, like, so he can actually help me. Like, I was actually listening to what he was saying. Do you understand? See, I was listening to you. Give me credit now. So, right, I was battling myself. I was like, should I message him? Should I not? I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. You know, the Spirit of God was pushing me. Boldness. Oh, God. So I messaged Emeka and I told him this was the first time in my whole life. It's not like I've lived long like that. But first time in my whole life, I am telling somebody this is what's happening with me. And I don't even know how to explain how I felt, right? Like, when I was typing it, my hands were literally shaking. But after I realized that I had sent this message, it has delivered. Hello, blue tick. Jesus. I was like, he's reading it. Hey, shall we not just delete this thing now?
And deny it. I was not the one that wrote that.
But I was like, no, let me actually see it. And funny enough, the way I thought I would feel was the whole opposite. I kind of felt relieved. I kind of felt like, okay, help is here, right? And I can actually do this if I am determined and all that. So Emeka being typical Emeka, he texted me, he was like, oh, thank you so much for reaching out, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what he was for me nice for, but sha. We move. He was like, thank you so much for reaching out. Okay, let's have a call and all that. I was like, okay, sure. So we scheduled a meeting, right? And then we spoke and he told me all about how it's fine and how, oh, I'm free, right? He asked me if I'm a Christian. I was like, yes. And, you know, we went through that phase of, okay, you know, Jesus lives in you, right? You have the power of the Holy Ghost in you. So you are no longer a slave unto this thing. And you need to exercise that power that you have. You actually need to come to the realization that you have been set free from these things, right? You are no longer in bondage. Right, so that was how it started, and then he said we prayed back.
You know something happened, right? I want to say something. You know how everything happened before I even entered your school. Yeah. What happened before I entered your school was I like scheduled a meeting to come to your school. By the way, I this year I've been going to schools. If you want me to come to your school, hit me up. You know, so I've been going to schools, right? And particularly for your school, something happened before. I was sleeping and I saw an angel, but the angel was not like with wings and whatever. The angel was in a pastor of mine, like his face and everything. So it was like a camp meeting. And this angel came to me and was like, oh, you know what you're going to do? I want you to teach this, and this is how I want you to teach it for your school. Because, like, I did not know that your school, people have coconut head. Like, the atmosphere was bad.
You see, one thing I did not mention is that it was rude.
The atmosphere was bad. But
he's my friend. I didn't understand.
It was like, just imagine an angel had to come to me to tell me how to open up an atmosphere. Who does that? Where will you see that? So, I mean, something I'm grateful for is one, coming. Two, something you said, like you spoke about it being very hard for you to open up. And that's what the devil does, right? The devil wants you to keep on doing what's wrong. And he convinces you that the body of Christ is going to judge you. Yes. When the truth is, if you are in the right community, this is what I'm saying, mark my words, I did not say if you're in any community. If you're in the right community, you would open up and everybody's going to be like, oh my God, they'll just embrace you with love. And they'll be like, that is nothing. This is how to get free. And that's what happened to you.
Yes, that is exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened to you, right?
Right. That's exactly what happened, because I knew that I really had to get out of that environment that I was, because I felt stagnant. I'm not even going to lie. Like, spiritually, I felt stagnant. Like, I was not making any progress. And that's not me. I really hate it. That's not me. Right, because in my house, hello, you go to church, you come. Hello, what?
Hey, pastor.
So do you understand? You know, you follow the footsteps of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I'm a praying person and all that, you know, normal, typical Christian, right? But then I did not feel that way. Like you said, my school people, they have coconut head. All of
So I want to ask you, when did your identity dawn on you? Was it after the call? Or was it at the meeting? Or was it just in the space of some time?
It was in the space of some time, yes. It was after, like, the call and everything. I started praying and all. So I felt, I don't even know how to describe how I felt, but I just did not feel tired anymore, right?
Yeah.
I just didn't feel tired anymore. And I was loving it. And then I was going for midweek service. You know, I was just... One thing, another thing is one of my go-to scriptures in this life is spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
A classic of Emeka.
Right.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
Yes. So when he gave me that scripture, it literally just entered. So I kept repeating it, and I was like, I actually have to practicalize this. So I started engaging myself more in Christian activities, right? Normally I used to go to church, right? But then it was not consistent. But this one, I started actually making efforts to grow my physical and spiritual Christian life.
The intentionality behind your growth.
Yeah, the intention. English.
Are they preach now?
English.
Are they preach?
They are there. There's oil on your head. Right? So that was just it. I started making progress and I loved it. So let's go into the month of March. March was, oh my goodness. So in the month of March, I told myself that I was okay. Before we entered March, right, I had like this mind mental breakdown, because I kind of felt like, oh, I was going to fall back into this habit again, and I was going through like a lot. So, mind you, I did not, glory to Jesus. What I did was that I called my dad actually, and then he prayed for me that night, and just like a few. Like, I think February 28th or something. So after that prayer, I kind of felt relief. Everything that clouded my head, my mind, was gone.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not even going to lie, I kind of felt angry with God before that, because I was like, why would you allow me to go through these kind of things, right? You call me your child, those kind of things. I was just in a very, very...
Imagine.
Anyhow, phase.
Gen Z, and this in behavior. Continue.
So, that happened. And then, before we entered March, I texted Emeka and I was like, yes, I'm going to... He encouraged me to fast and pray. I was like, yes, I'm going to do that. So he was like, oh, he's going to join me. I was like, all right. So March 1st, I started fasting. I started praying, joining devotions and all that. And yes, I actually made progress, and glory to Jesus, progressing.
You know, there's something I want to say, right? I think let me explain a lot of things that happened to you, not to you, but to the people that are going to be listening. And here's the thing, right? One, you came out, you said, you told someone, I'm actually having these issues,
yeah.
Right? And you're open to, and you were open to allowing the Spirit of God influence you. Like, yeah. You said, Galatians 5, verse 16, like intentionally going to places and everywhere. So that is the thing, right? Most of the things that we see in our lives is just as a result of the influences that we have stayed with, right? So if we in turn just give ourselves over to the Spirit of God, and the way we give ourselves over to the Spirit of God is just by going to where things are happening. Like, when I mean things are happening, where things God of the Spirit are there. Hey, stuff like, not where God is, things where of the Spirit are happening.
Oh, joy,
Navi. So, that's what I've been happening. Even the fasting and prayer, it's not that if you fast and pray, these things will break. It's just behave in the
kingdom way.
Yeah, the kingdom way, or the nature in which you have now.
Yeah.
Do you understand? The Bible makes us understand that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, if the Bible says we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, it's not because of what we are doing. It's because of who we are. Like, He has made us that, not because of what we are going to do or what we have not done. It's just because of who we are. So, if we pray, we are not doing it to please God. We are doing it because that is who we are.
And another thing, we are Christians, and the concept of Christian is Christ-like, right? So, we are basically living like Christ. Do you get? When Christ was on earth, He prayed. Now, even if He was 100% God, He still prayed. Some people ask, what is He praying for? But He shall pray.
I've been listening to this, at least little wisdom. I taught her this. So, you guys should come and send me messages. For those of you that, have, she's an addiction, right? It's nothing, trust me.
Then I taught me.
Just come out.
Ah, right.
Speak to me, or speak to message the reading, and someone would get to you. Thank you so much, Ua, for gracing our podcast. Right, just imagine, this podcast is not even official anymore. Look at how she's just dishonoring the man of God, but it's okay. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Bye.
And thank you.
Follow me on Instagram.
And thank you. Don't follow on Instagram.